everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Yiram Saeed, with the Global Tail Summit Series, From Heartache to Joy. With me today is one of my personal, very favorite speakers, Mia Den Haan. We introduced Mia a few months ago, and I absolutely love her. Our audience has loved and adored her since then. She has been to other Tail Summits and has been equally popular there as well. When I first met Mia, I distinctly remember the impression I had was of, wow, this person is not only is she the real deal, her gift of accuracy is really, really profound. And since then, Mia has continued to impress me. She is not only, her gift is not only to be able to see what is blocking you at a soul level, where is it that you are either creating blocks for yourself or something else is going on, but whatever it is, that flow of energy that is not flowing as it should be, Mia can really zero in on that and define it very, very clearly, and then she can help you to release those by connecting with your soul and working with your soul. It is a really amazing, amazing gift. And since then, Mia has helped me personally in my life a lot. She was one of the very few people I contacted when I was going through my mom's transition. And she helped me with my mom also, you know, worked on her remotely and then worked with me to help with the, you know, the grief. And she has helped me with my daughters. And every time, the information she gives me is absolutely mind-blowing. So, inaccuracy. It's just really, really amazing. So, she is definitely someone that I highly recommend if you feel that you've been stuck in an area, especially if you have some kind of a chronic pattern, whether it is related to your health, whether it's related to finances, relationships, whatever it might be, you know, this some kind of a stubborn block that does not allow you to connect with your purpose, there is a reason why that is happening. There's a reason why the pattern keeps repeating. And sometimes the solution can be very, very easy, and it can take place very quickly. Because once you change the flow of energy, once you change the frequency of energy behind it, the change can be really instantaneous. So I am super excited that we are doing this brand new call. This is not a replay. This is actually a new call that you're listening to with Mia. And I just wanted to bring her back so we can really go deep with her work. And for those that have used her work before, we'll be happy to dive deeper with her today. But if you have not worked with Mia before, you're just going to be ecstatic because this lady is absolutely phenomenal. And you'll get to experience a lot of her work today also, because we plan on doing not only the one-on-one that Mia loves to do, but she also informed me that right from the very beginning she's going to create this wonderful container of vortex of energy that's really going to help you transform, and we'll ask her about that in a bit. But remember, I want to give you guys this heads up that we will be doing a lot of one-on-one work, and you can bring any questions that you would like, and Mia will be able to help you with that. And that's for those of you that are on the phone line. You will press star 2, and that will place you in the queue with your hand raised, and we'll pick people from that in about 30 to 45 minutes. And then, of course, if you're on the webcast, please feel free to send your question in, because Mia does have the ability to simply tune in by listening to your question. So we'll be able to do that as well. And lastly, I want to remind you guys that if you have not connected with our Facebook page, which is, you know, on Facebook under the title From Heartache to Joy, please do not try to connect with my personal pages, because I hardly ever check them. But the Facebook page is where I invite you to connect, because we actually give away a lot of free stuff pretty much every weekend, including sessions with our upcoming speakers, so you get to know them beforehand. They're giveaways, and they are first-come, first-served basis, so staying connected to our Facebook page is how you will get access to those. There's sometimes free MP3s, free articles. There's all kinds of free stuff that we do through our Facebook page. That's our way of giving back to our tribe, to our wonderful tribe. So make sure you connect now if you haven't done that already. All right, so let's welcome Mia to the show. Thank you so much for joining us, Mia. It is a delight to have you back.
Thank you very much, Adam. I'm really happy to be back. It was a lovely introduction you gave about me. I'm really honored. Thank you.
Oh, of course, and it's all true. And it's not only my personal feelings, but it's also the feelings of people that have worked with you. We've gotten testimonials about you. And also a bigger even testament to your ability is the feedback I got from other Tao Summit hosts, because, you know, as Tao Summit hosts, we get to work with hundreds of healers. It's just one of the biggest benefits of being in this business is we get the best of the best, you know, quality of work done on us. And when a Tao Summit host tells me, wow, this lady is incredible, that's something really big. So that goes to show that, you know, my initial impression about you was very, very true. So let's talk about, you know, I know that your focus that you have, God, you have a huge, huge number of modalities under your belt. You have a lot of years. Yet your background, actually, what I love about you is in corporate and IT, right?
That's totally true. I actually have, for a great part of my life, been in denial of my gift, mainly the time at the time, and also I come from a family plane where it probably wasn't very well appreciated. There was a lot of fear around all this, so I did my best to suppress it. So I wasn't actually into developing it. It was more like, let's pretend I didn't see that, or let's pretend I didn't hear that. But there came a time I was in my mid-20s, where I could no longer deny it. I had too many experiences, and then it became a matter of exploring, and what do I do with this? But at the same time, I was then already quite entrenched in the work that I was doing, which I also loved. I basically kept doing that while in my spare time. I was doing more and more with the spiritual work. It's ultimately in the year 2000, or around the year 2000, I made a full commitment, and I literally transited out of my own business that I had at the time, still functioning in a mini version of it, but into a healing version. And that once I made that commitment, many things changed. It was an amazing emergence, for a better word, whereby around about 2002, I was given the healing method that I'll be talking about later, that I have in the packages. And that was something that was given to me by spirit. I started to channel and make far more predictions than I ever had before about things I wasn't even interested in, such as future climate change. And at the time, it was certainly not something that was in my life. Plus, the healings became stronger and stronger. So I went from really leaving the corporate behind and making that commitment, that was, and then the intent with that, to becoming the full-time healer that I've now been for some time, with wonderful results. I'm actually amazed myself how rapid I changed, how quickly it all happened as soon as I made that 100% commitment.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I don't know why.
Yes, it became very quiet. Yes, I think we're still on the call.
Good. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes I get disconnected. So that is awesome. Yeah. I also wanted to ask you if you could explain, you know, I know you've talked about how powerful healing can be when your soul is part of the process. And I know that you are very passionate about your teaching that, you know, your soul is your best friend. It has your highest interest and it can, you know, your soul can help you. And that's really the cornerstone of your teaching. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I will. I'd like to go back a little bit back again to my earlier experiences when I had not really heard of the word soul that much. But from a very young age, I was always already living in both dimensions, quite easily able to reach people, but also very much in the now world. And I was very much aware of those planes, but didn't know what they were and knew not to talk about it. What I didn't know then was that I was being trained then already to understand more about soul. Around age 10, that changed. There was a voice talking to me, as it still does. And that voice told me that what was to come. And it was basically that I had to step temporarily out of the planes where I was in as that younger version, which was a lot of love from the spiritual planes. And I then had to actually step more into the practical world, and I was basically told, you know, at that time as a young child already, that it was temporary, but I was not given a time frame. Once I stepped out of that knowingness, that soul plane where I now realize I was spending a lot of time in, I forgot. I didn't really forget, but I did forget to an extent. And in my mid-20s, all that came back. It was one after the other. It was seeing more of, particularly my father-in-law, that was quite an, had quite an impact after he had passed away. Many months later, he came back in an incredible, beautiful way in his soul body. And 20 minutes later, he showed himself to my then my husband, which meant also that I could not deny any longer what I had been seeing for a while. That was followed within maybe 12 months with the birth of my son. And again, this incredible, magnificent presence came into the room. It was in home birth, which in those days in Holland was very popular, with all the medical facilities then at home. And I felt this incredible presence coming into the room and then went into his body. And I didn't know until a few years later when I talked to a very gifted healer that it was actually again called the soul. And it is very normal, apparently, that, which I didn't know at the time, that the soul starts to come in and out of the body just before the birth of the baby. And I don't know exactly how long before and until it then finally settles. So I had all these experiences, and that became came back again also when I went through a divorce 2 years later. But I was clearly hearing, you have now completed what you needed to learn from this experience. Not even knowing that we might come to this planet to learn from experiences, nor that we complete things. It was one of those many experiences that I just had and kept to myself. But then in the 80s, I became more curious. And in the 90s, more and more became available. And it all came together when it was clearly, I was clearly told then that I came here to bring soul back into the human race, so to speak, bring the awareness of the soul back into humanity. Now, it was then that I understood all those earlier life experiences even much better, because that's, it put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's really the basis of my work. The basis is actually having been there, experienced it without fully understanding why I was given all these pieces, and then getting the rest of it later in life with quite a life full of experiences already in the normal human sense, whereby then this soul healing process was given as part of this journey that I'm to walk in allowing people to become more of who they really are. And the only way you can become more of who you really are is to find your contact back with your soul, because that is really who you really are. And that's the journey we walk on the planet. So all my work, all the modules I create are all based on that one premise, for you to find your soul back, that aspect of your soul, the true self, your true nature, in that particular area that these modules address. Now, you'll find when you listen to my modules, it's a lot of talk. Not a lot of talk, but I speak channeled information, and that is information that your soul needs to hear. And when your soul hears my voice, it recognizes the source of the information. It does that automatically. It's just something that I don't have to say. Your soul hears it, and then with the help of spirit, will clear that which you then wish to get for yourself. That's why all these modules always ask you for your intent. It's very brief, but once you have that intent, then your soul will walk with your persona, with your, I guess, your lower bodies, to clear in the lower bodies what you need to clear. And that's the same with these love modules. They're all based on bringing us back to love as a natural state in the soul, but it's done through the spoken word. It's probably something that's very different from what most people might be used to, but it gives your soul the instructions to align you more back to who you really are in those areas where you're looking for it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. I wanted to read a comment. A couple of people actually sent in their comments. There are listeners that have worked with you before, Mia. And this one is, I want to read this one from Diana from Ontario. And she said, I consulted Mia for assistance with respect to my son, who is autistic. Mia was able to clear a lot of his anxiety with only a couple of sessions. I'm extremely grateful to her for her help. Mia is, without question, a very kind and gifted healer. I totally agree. I absolutely agree. And that's wonderful comment. I know that there are a couple of other people requesting to actually talk to us about your work and the experience they had. So we'll go to those in about a few minutes. What I want to do first is to see if maybe you want to did you already create the vortex, or were you going to do that?
I did it actually before we went on the call, so that I didn't have to spend time on it. The way it works is that all the souls that are hearing my voice will recognize, I would say, within seconds. That is just at a spiritual level. That happens automatically. You don't have to pray, nor do you have to ask. It will recognize where I channel my information from. And at that point in time, you're immediately, call it anchored, for the better word, into that energy vortex. So it's purely through the spoken word. But it only takes a few seconds. So even if you tune in later in the call, it will still work for you, because it's all again done through the soul place. And at the soul level, we're all one. Mm-hmm. We're all connected.
Wonderful. Beautiful. I want to go ahead and talk to one of your clients that have worked with you, and she wants to share her experience. This is Audrey, 970 area code. Audrey, you're on.
Hello, Erin.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. So you wanted to share your experience that you had with Mia?
I would love to. First, Erin, I want to echo every single thing you said. It totally resonated with me. I lost my husband of 25 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was my soulmate, very, very beloved husband. And when I lost him, I was lost.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly,
when was this, sweetheart? When was this?
It was last August.
Oh, God, so it's pretty new.
And suddenly I had no idea who I was. Mm-hmm. I was lost myself. And I can say Mia brought me back to life.
Mm.
Wow. She brought me, you know, just simply hearing Mia's voice is incredibly healing.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
How, she, you know, yeah. Having been through grief myself, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. It wasn't as devastating a loss, of course, as losing a soulmate, your husband. But my mother was actually a soulmate for me as well.
Sure,
and,
she was.
You know, I know exactly what you're saying, that when you lose someone like that, you're lost. You don't know who you are. You can't even grasp your personality anymore. So I completely understand. And to be able to go from that devastating grief to a place where you're just at peace, you're just at peace about their departure, about their transition, knowing, for me, it's been incredibly healing connecting with her energy, knowing she's always around me. That's been incredibly healing. How has your experience been?
Yes, yes. First, I had so many questions. I was in torment, really. You know, how could this be? It was sudden, you know. And as you said, Mia brought incredible peace. She was very insightful, you know. And I interacted in probably every way. I worked with her on the 15 days of intensive healing. I was on group calls. I had one-on-one sessions, and every interaction with Mia is different and powerful in its own way. There's an energy to those group calls that's amazing, and you find that even if you're not the one that's chosen to speak, it's like she's like a homing device. It goes right to your issue. And if she's talking about anything, it's always something to heal you. It may not be apparent in the moment, but everything she does is directed. It's all about you with Mia. She's just so totally for you and so authentic, so honest, so true, and everything she does is so powerful.
Beautiful. I thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you shared this with such an open heart, Audrey, because, you know, I have been on this mission to locate, to identify, and find healers like Mia that are truly gifted, because the world needs them. There's so many people in pain, so many people experiencing different kinds of pain on a daily basis, like you were, you know, so grief-stricken that you were just lost. You were completely disconnected from life. And yes, you probably would have found your way eventually, but it would have taken longer. You know, you would have experienced more grief. And I don't know what it would have looked like once you had, you know, come out from the other side. But to be able to come out this way, first of all, not having to go through such a deep extent of grief, receiving the clarity and then using that somehow as a gift. Like, for example, in my case, once I really became calm and peaceful and clear about my mom's loss, I actually realized that her transition was my transition into my next phase. I actually felt that her energy, kind of part of her energy, merged with me, and I am really ready to move on to the next level as a very strong, independent woman. And that had to happen once she was off this planet, because her job now is to still be my mom but support me from the other side. And that is huge. What a blessing. What a gift, you know? And to be able to receive that, yeah.
That is so true. And I can even say on a practical level, you know, because one of the things that happened almost immediately with my husband passing, I had a problem with my left hand. It was almost useless. And that scared the heck out of me. Mm. So I went to occupational therapy. And I can say that working with Mia, I saved tons of money on a practical level, because that occupational therapy was hugely expensive and probably only a stopgap surgery. It was explained that surgery was probably at the end of that line. And it was a great therapist. What she taught me was to work around the problem and deal with the problem. But after working with Mia, you know, my hand is I'd say maybe 95% back to normal.
Wonderful.
You know, pain, the functionality. It had me in a state of fear every day, every moment. You know, all that was a lot of what I could think about was, what am I going to do with this? This is terrible. How could this happen to me? So on a very practical level that other people could relate to, not everyone has lost someone. Mia is phenomenal. She's a gift. She's a gift to all of us.
Yes, definitely. And so are you, darling. Thank you so much for sharing
your
experience.
For you.
Well, thank you. I am honored. But, yeah, this is I applaud you for your courage. I celebrate you. And I send you lots and lots of love. So continue being this beautiful shining star that you are. Thank you.
Oh, and Aram, thank you so much for bringing Mia to so many people. You're a shining light for us for doing things like this.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, a joy, and an honor every day. Thanks, darling.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So, Mia, that was phenomenal, and I know you are probably used to hearing such comments, because that's really on a very profound level. When healing happens at such a profound level, you're pretty used to getting these kinds of results and comments. But it must feel great still hearing them, right? It must feel amazing.
It does, but I must admit, I do get a lot of spiritual help, so I cannot just say it is just Mia, you know, that's not really true. You know,
and
I mean, there is a whole dimension that helping me, that I'm very grateful about as well.
Yeah, but I have to say that's one of the things I absolutely love and respect about you, is that you have a very high level of integrity when it comes to doing this kind of work. One would assume, of course, if you are a healer and you're a light worker, you would have that, but that's been kind of one of the disappointing things, as I have, you know, worked with tons and tons of people, that not everybody has that very high level of integrity around this gift, and you do. So that's something that I really value, and that's why I've been so passionate from the very beginning to introduce you to the rest of the world, that I really want people to be able to connect with your authenticity, with the profoundness of your work, and this high integrity. That's, I value that a lot. So what would you like to do now? We have tons of people with their hands raised. I have tons of questions on the webcast. People are just ready to work with you and get their answers. So how about we go to the live callers and we unmute
the
person.
Yes, I was going to say the same. That sounds, yeah, that's good.
Okay, can you pick a number for me, please, between 1 and 50?
For some reason, number 2 pops up in my mind, so we'll go for number 2.
There we go, number 2, 864 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hi there, who's this?
This is Jody.
Jody, great to
meet
you.
Jody.
How can we help you?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and I'm actually very excited to be on right now.
Beautiful.
I have feeling very drained as far as energy. We have been bombarded with some bad news about my one daughter's been addicted to heroin, and I'm actually raising 2 of her children. Now, I just found out my other daughter is in rehab for meth, and I'm just, you know, they say that you shouldn't take things personally or shouldn't feel guilt, but I am definitely feeling like I've been swallowed up by the whale and just can't see the light right now.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's really one of the most difficult things a mother, a parent, people close to, people that are addicted are going through. There's the uncertainty. You don't know what the future is going to hold. You don't know whether you'll ever get over it. And you do intrinsically also know how bad it is for the body. Now, I know that too. I've walked with people in similar situations, and I also know that for the people involved, it's very difficult. Because they actually don't see a way out of it. They're stuck in there, in that state, for the better words. Now, they can come out of it, of course, with a lot of goodwill, therapy, etc. But I would actually say thanks to modern-day living, and I say that a little bit in perhaps not the right way, it is so easy to get hooked again. Because this society provides everything to make that's available, so to speak. Now, what I said to you is not necessarily my personal opinion, but I just gave you an incredible upgrade out of a layer of despair. So I had to say the words the way I did. There's more to the whole story. To get you out of a layer of despair, because you can't see your way out, as I get it. That will take about 24 hours for you to get you out of that layer. It doesn't mean that everything will be wonderful. But when you're in despair, then your own judgment starts to diminish as well. And it becomes one of the hardest places to be in. So from a spiritual perspective, clearing despair first means that your life force can help you decide better what the next steps are that you can take in this whole process, for the better word. Now, did you say that you were caring for children or grandchildren at the beginning, or did I miss?
I'm caring
for grandchildren, for your daughter's children.
Yes.
Can I just ask how old they are? I don't need names or anything, just how old they are.
11 and 14 months.
14 months, okay. I knew there was a very young one there. Now,
yes.
I'm going to be very blatant. The young one should never return back to the mother. That's what I don't know what the legal situation is, and you don't have to explain it. But the mother is not fit to look after a child that young. She's just not. She can't. I say it in a very...
No, she can't.
Still there?
She's in another... Yes, no, I agree with you. And she's in another state, and I have been given full custody of the baby.
Okay, well, that's something... I don't need to know the details, but that's something you do understand that is good then. Because that child's soul is already afflicted, not physically abused, but afflicted, because at the soul level, that soul knows it could not stay there. That soul wisdom, I'm saying. Now, having said that, I'm now going to turn it around. So I've cleared one layer of a very difficult, complex family situation. So I've cleared a layer whereby the little one does not understand personally, of course, at a persona level, but to the soul now better understand what's happening, and it will keep her better in her own soul plane, because at the soul level we do need that understanding, actually, no matter how young we are. I've actually been able to help babies at that level, really young children, because I worked through their soul plane. And that's an incredible clearing of a fear. That little one had an incredible fear happening when it was 6 weeks old. I don't know whether it was neglected, malnourished, left in a cold room, but it was something like that, a shock. And the mother didn't care or was totally in a state where it didn't even know that she didn't know she had a child or something. 6 weeks of age, and that's the clearing I was able to give that baby, and it is almost finished. Now, does that baby ever smile, that little one?
She's coming around. I mean, but I feel the anger. I do feel her anger, but she is starting to smile and giggle and play and peekaboo and, you know, how big is the baby.
Yeah.
So she has definitely progressed immensely in the last 6 months that I've had her, yes.
Well, I must admit you're doing an incredible job considering the loss that you're going through with your own children, so to speak, and then trying to keep it going for the young ones. But the little one has just had an upgrade from a six-week-old state it got from a neglect. It was pure neglect. It was not abuse but neglect out of the lack of, well, the mother was either, maybe she was just out of it or something, you know, that the child was. And a clearing is now happening, so that child might now in the next 2 or 3 weeks, could even be sooner, the cognition will rapidly develop. That's all I can say. Those sort of states, this in particular, of such severe neglect and abuse can do it too, can actually create a cognitive problem later in life. It would, in this case, not have shown until 10 years of age. But, or the stutter can develop from those type of things, but it's a cognitive process in the brain. That's the only thing I can give. The older one, I feel, is very upset, and you probably know that. I don't feel there's anything else I can give there. But I must admit, I congratulate you for your tenacity. You've got a real will, a real determination to make it work. There's not much else I can do on this group call. If you choose to have a one-on-one session, you're very welcome. Obviously, you can buy a package, but you would need to wait 2 or 3 weeks then to get the full benefits, because if anything, it's the youngest one that needs the help. She really needs more. There's an impact of trauma on that really young child that she probably needs 2 or 3 sessions, and I'm not saying that because I want to sell my sessions, not at all, but with young children, you can only do little bits at a time. That's the older that consciousness can only hold that, and then there needs to be quite a gap of several weeks in between. But that's where my awareness is actually going, you know, more so than the older one.
Yeah, the older ones, I've had her since she didn't deal with the trauma of the drug abuse. I mean, she knows that her mother uses, but she's been with me for forever, and she's a good girl, you know. She's strong, and she's smart, and talented, and just, she's her own person, you know. She's a good girl. She's a little jealous with us having the baby, but, you know, she's getting used to it.
Well, something about her talent, there's something important about her talent. When you said talented, I was asked to just pause there for a moment. Could she have a talent that has gone unnoticed, or that has not been, fully understood? Is there something that she's really exceptional at?
She's been doing acting classes, and she's also been painting. So I introduce her to everything I can. You know, I do. She sings and.
Yeah. There's something with music there. It's either singing or playing the piano or something. I don't know. If she hasn't shown an interest, it's probably best to let it go. But if there is an interest or a drive there, it might be worth exploring, so to speak.
Yeah, she's been saying violin. So when she starts middle school in a few weeks here, we're going to get her into violin.
The music,
violin.
Okay. Yes, I knew it was a musical. It's a talent. A talent is more than just a child playing an instrument, if you know what I mean. A talent is really genuinely something that can be developed into something much bigger. That was something that I needed to share with you, and obviously you would know what to do next with that. Yeah.
And I would even say just kind of keep that, you know, in your kind of the back of your mind now, because usually when Maya gets this kind of information,
you will see, you will be connected to that, you know, in the coming days. So just keep it in your awareness. All right?
I will be open.
Thank
I
you
will definitely
so much.
Be open.
Thank you so
and
much.
And can I
for
say,
come
I'm
very, you're yes. very, very welcome. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for doing such a wonderful job. I know it's not easy. So thank you so much for being such a great grandmother and a mother. So that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Lots
you so much.
Love.
You're welcome.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
That was just amazing. And I am so glad and grateful, Mia, that you were able to help her and also those little babies, the children, as my heart just goes out. So thank you so much for being so generous with your help. That was really awesome. I want to ask you that a lot of people today on the webcast, it seems that I can tell you there's just two or three main issues that everybody is talking about. One is depression, low self-esteem, and I picked out another one too, and it just left me right now, but self-love. So depression, low self-esteem, I guess low self-esteem and self-love are connected, but that's a lot of the questions today are about that.
Well, I certainly got some guidance on was the low self-esteem for a start, and you're right. They can all three be connected as well. You can have depression, of course, for many different reasons, but you can also get depression because of low self-esteem and perhaps not being able to make it in life or not seeing your way forward. But I can certainly talk a little bit. It's like a mini group clearing that I do normally on the group calls, not that to that extent, but just low self-esteem as a whole. Those that feel that they suffer from it, if you can just perhaps take a deep breath for a moment. I mean, deep breath is try to go perhaps breathe into your belly. This is not a shallow breath, but deep into your belly. And then sit with that for a few seconds. That way I can help anchor the soul back for those people that need it. So you'll feel more grounded. Two or three are feeling it straight away, is what I'm getting. I'm just waiting. Once I get permission, I'll tell you exactly what I'm just waiting for the energy to shift. Quite a few people that are all in a similar dimension. It's on the emotional plane, in the emotional body. But in the emotional body, you can have, again, multiple type of issues that are causing it. But there's definitely an area of what I call group consciousness at play here. It's all pointing in the same direction. It's all about money, actually, ultimately, or the lack of it, or not seeing your way out, not having enough, fear of losing a job, not being talented enough. I'm just throwing a lot of things in there, and, you know, if you recognize one, you might quietly sit with that for a moment. There's more words coming up, and that's the acknowledgement that your soul will get. There's a fear. There's a big, big fear going away now out of the solar plexus area to do with emotional fears of loss. And the loss can be very broad. It can even be the loss of a parent, if the parent was always encouraging you. And now there's nobody to encourage you. Even as an adult, it can happen. There's two or three more layers. It will clear very rapidly. This is actually very nice. It will only take a few more minutes. Okay, this is actually the type of group consciousness work that I was actually meant to do more of already. But it's more... during a lack of time, I'm planning to do a lot more group consciousness shifting. I did on a recent call, I did a major clearing to do with the Greek problem, where people were all having a lot of financial fears for the future. But it was actually a major clearing of this whole business of Greece in and out of the euro, and a lot of people understanding what that would mean for the future if Greece would have left the euro. Even if you consciously don't follow the markets, people are often psychic enough to understand the consequences. And they don't even know why they then feel funny in their head. And there was a lot of fear around it at the time. It was only last week. Back to the colors now. There's one or two colors I don't want to change. I'm not on a group call. I'll sit with that energy until they change. In this case, I let it go. It's not the fear of change, but they don't know that they are the ones that are also needing to clear their fears of change. And it could be that they need to already start to be prepared that they need to find another job, even if they're still in a position where it's relatively safe.
if the drive comes to start to look, or in some cases to upskill, I would strongly recommend you do. But not in a fear-based plane, but it's now is a good time while you're still working. And 2 or 3 now understand what I'm talking about. This is what I'm hearing. I can't see these people. I don't count numbers, but that's what's coming back to my own soul plane. And there's only one more minor issue here. It's the fear of the future in that. And it's the fear of being alone. It's a very unusual combination of low self-worth, fear of the future, and the fear of being alone, unless you had somebody else you used to be able to rely upon, like a provider of some kind, and that person is no longer around. That is obviously possible. Or you fear for that person is no longer going to be around. That's it. And that's all I can do in this, on this call, which is not really a group call. On group calls, I go a lot deeper. But it will clear a few people out of a very deep fear of loss, actually, that also keeps them in a very deep state that we would call low self-esteem, because they can't see their way forward.
Beautiful. I felt the energy very, as soon as I took that deep breath, the initial deep breath, I felt, a lot of pressure in my heart area, and then it just started to ease immediately. But the energy was very, very strong, and I'd love to hear from our listeners also if you guys felt it, because I totally did. This was a beautiful clearing, and I just absolutely love it.
What I can do in about 10-15 minutes, and I'm happy if you wanted to take another caller first or another, but is I can do a little bit on depression. It won't mean it's not a magic cure, but there are a few layers. I call them layers in consciousness. I can address it. Might just bring a little bit more light back in those areas where people need it. But I need to wait because there's still a clearing at the moment completing itself with low self-esteem. It will take 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then I could do another minute clearing for the group on depression.
So we can do another one on depression in a few minutes once this energy has cleared. Yeah, that's fine. I want to read a comment from one of our listeners, Reem, and she said, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mia. You are just out of this world. Irem says you have integrity, but I would say more, you have exceptional divine connection. It's like people are on dial-up internet, and Mia is the fastest DSL divine connection there is out there. Many blessings to you and my infinite gratitude. That was actually a really, really good analogy. I love that. Because
it's very nice to hear.
You do have a very good, very, very strong connection to the divine, and I love the analogy because you have IT background, so that applies.
Well, the interesting thing was that I was actually born with it and then lost it later in life because I worked too hard and became probably the so-called super achiever. And things went very well, but in that too much mental, I lost for a period that real deeper truth. But that was why when I made that commitment, and I had really no choice, health issues pushed me. I was clearly shown that I was going in the wrong direction. It was in around the year 2000. I basically got it back straight away. So when you've got something already, you actually then don't have to go out and find it anywhere. And that's actually the premise of my work as well. The basis of my work is not that I push something in you from the outside in. It's more like I bring it up that's already in you. You know,
that's
it's already,
already
in
existing.
You.
Exactly.
I open
and
some pathways.
That is what just, that just always brings me to tears. How infinitely gifted we all are. How amazing our gifts are, and we, each of us, are already born with it. And then we either lose them or there's layers upon them because of conditioning, because of whatever, you know, life brings for us. And that's part of the journey too, isn't it? To discover those gifts again. And that's the joy, that's the journey. And I just love how you put it. So that was just awesome. Let's quickly Go ahead.
Yeah, briefly, I just want to briefly fill, because I think you're making a very important point here. We are born, obviously, as humans, and we come all incarnate for a reason. Now, I know for my work, what I came here to do, that I had to go to, call it my trials and tribulations. I could have probably been kinder to myself, and maybe a few times I didn't discern very well. It was more earlier on in life. But without all those lessons, I mean, I help a lot of people with marital issues. I went to a breakup myself. Now, you don't have to go to a breakup to be good at that. But those life experiences have helped me tremendously and made me the person I was. I met in my IT career, well, I would say probably ultimately thousands of people. I was in many different businesses, and it was a real good platform then for all the type of people that I'm now working with. It was actually my persona that needed to strengthen more than anything, and that is why I believe the energy withdrew around about 8, 9 or 10, because without a very good, strong, solid platform, being a strong mental and emotional body and a good physique, it will otherwise be very difficult again to bring your gifts out into the world in any way, you know, whether it be my work or any other work. You need to have at a persona level, a strong platform. And my life experiences gave me that. Whether I wouldn't have chosen half of them, I'll be very honest, but they did strengthen me in the end.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that explanation. Let's go ahead and unmute another caller. Can you pick another number for me, please?
Five.
Number five is 443 area code. 443, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi, my name is Marie.
Marie, wonderful. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Columbia, Maryland right now. It's so funny because when you said choose a number, in my head I said five. And when she said five, I said, this is me, and you unmuted me. That's pretty
amazing. How cool is that? Yeah, because I'm
and I feel for all the callers that are, you know, so depressed and having big drama in their life. I'm a very happy person. I'm very blessed and all that. I've been living in the United States for 2 years, and I'm wondering, I have to start working now, and I don't want to go back to work in offices and all that, so I'm wondering, I'm doing all these healing modality, these courses and all that, and I'm wondering what she feels in my energy that would be my best next step. Does that make sense?
Let me feel you in. I'm getting certainly a very vibrant person from within. Vibrancy were the words. And you're very connected to the divine already. And what I hear is something that will surprise you.
Pardon?
It's more like performing. And I don't mean performing. It's like you need to be in front of an audience. That's what I mean. You need to be in front of people, step number one. And you thrive on that. Not as a show-off, but you've got something
to
give.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you have that energy, that vibrancy to be in front of people. Now, I can give you in a moment what first came to mind, and it may sound a bit strange, and maybe not to you, I don't know, but I don't want to say it until I'm absolutely certain that what I straight away heard is really what I need to tell you. So I need a few more minutes, but you might in the meantime see a vision emerge, a very visual, which you may be aware of. If you see a vision, and you're willing to share it, that could be you in the near future. That's what I'm being given.
That if I have a vision, it could be a vision of me.
Well, if you close your eyes and you can see a future version of you in action, that would be the better way to get it for your soul than me giving it to you. So your soul is trying to give it to you visually right now.
Okay.
Also checking that you don't have any pathways blocking your gift in there.
But you're
there's
true.
A little
I see
resistance,
myself,
but if
lots of people, and I see myself talking to people and helping people in some ways, but I don't know which way.
Are you holding a microphone in your hand?
I'm holding the phone in my hand.
So anything behind
a microphone in my hand. Yes, yes, I have had that vision.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Are you seeing anything in the background?
Pardon?
Is there anything behind you, humans behind you, people behind you?
I see the ocean behind me.
It doesn't matter. You're not in the dimension where I wanted to bring you. It doesn't matter. That means that your soul, I cannot give you the whole picture. I need it to be led by your own soul. I can read many years ahead, and sometimes I do. I don't predict the future because people, you know, can make changes to their, they can make this. But in this case, I can only give you what you've already got. There's more to it. I would feel 4 to 6 weeks you might get a background behind you. So maybe every now and then close your eyes, ask for the vision again. And once you get the background, you know exactly what you're doing there. But I'll wait. If I can give it to you, I will. But I feel there's a little bit too much fear and resistance to me saying it. It's not something I'm very good at, I'll be very honest. But you have it naturally. You're born with this.
Oh, good. I was wondering if I was blocked by fear or something, too, and for me not to step into my power and...
Well, let me say, one of the biggest fears on the planet, one of the top maybe 2-3 fears is the fear of, say, public speaking or the fear of exposure, the fear of being in front of people. It was something I had to overcome many years ago. You don't have it. You're just born free, so to speak. So you're born free of one of the biggest fears on the planet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then I'm saying, why is that? Because that's your gift.
Oh, wonderful.
But your gift goes beyond speaking. So what else could you do with a microphone in your hands?
Yes. Sing.
Sing.
There you go. And that is the key.
Oh,
and it is 100% the truth. Singing.
Yes, I've just started taking lessons too.
That is your gift. Your singing, your blessing is in the voice, but in the singing.
Well, then, honey, because your singing could have healing in it. I truly believe that you're naturally gifted with something of healing.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
It could be the vibration of the voice, too. The vibration itself might
totally
be something.
Yes, I do. I do meditation, and I activate my chakra by doing sound. And I vibrate. It's just, like, amazing.
Your vocal cords are still developing.
And I was just going to say, Mia, that you picked up on her very high vibration. She's a very vibrant being. And if she can impart that frequency to her voice, imagine that. You can just
It's not only that, was born knowing about soul planes, which I didn't fully understand. This lady was born to perform, basically, naturally, which is an incredible gift. But the singing is what needs to develop, and you're almost there, but you're missing, and I'm not a singer, I don't know, but it's a vocal cord range or something. I'm not probably using the right words. It's sort of in the middle range. It might be a strengthening of vocal cords. In the middle range there somewhere is a weakness. That's what I'm hearing. And the weakness, that's the only thing I can say. The weakness, I mean, for somebody who understands all that, which I don't, I'm just saying what I hear. The weakness is a fear for your father. And it was his loud voice. So if it comes up in your singing lessons that in a particular range, they might just work on maybe, the breathing or something, I don't know. But just look up, perhaps then you might want to look at, and you would be able to do that, where your father might have left an imprint on that particular range in your vocal cords. That's all I can give you. The rest you'll be able to do yourself.
Oh, that is wonderful, Mia. Thank you so much.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow. You're so welcome. Thank you for raising your hand. This was just great.
Yes, thank you, Eram, for your great work.
You're welcome, but go sing.
Yes, I will. Thank you, girls. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is just so cool, you know? You know, I have had the good fortune of connecting with some of the world's brightest minds when it comes to business development, and these are people that if I name them, they are known, you know, all over the world. And the key thing that I've been taught, Mia, is connecting with your own passions is the key. And I can tell you, one of them is Dan Sullivan, you know, one of the most well-known names when it comes to professional development and business development. And he asks a question, which is key. And I invite all of you guys that are trying to figure out what your passion is, what your purpose is, to really connect with this. Ask this question. And usually, you know, within 2 minutes, purpose will be clear. And if it's not, then I guess you need some more clearing. But he said to decide what you want to do, you know, let's say it's singing, like it was for our last caller. And you say, so if you did this for the rest of your life, you would be forever fascinated and never get bored and just love doing it till the day you die. And if it's not that, then find what it is. Because if it's not that, you're in the wrong profession. You're never going to get that fulfillment. I so agree with that. You know, and I had to connect with my passion, and I had to find out what is it that I love doing without which
life would be incomplete, that I would not want to live on this planet if I couldn't do that anymore. And if I could do it for the rest of my life, every day I would be fascinated and I would be in joy. For me, it's creating new ideas, business ideas, anything as far as it's about creation. I have to be in that creative space. And that's kind of what you are too, with singing, with your art, with your, whatever it is you're expressing. It needs to express because it's your soul, you know, it's your soul expressing itself. It's just beautiful. So I love this last interaction we had because that was so powerful, Mia. That was amazing. Really, really amazing.
If I may, this lady's gift, if it was fully developed, is almost as clear as, say, some of the Beatles songs. That is what I'm hearing, and I'm not a music expert. But some of those Beatles songs, you know, you hear them. And John Lennon is actually coming more to mind than anybody else. There was something in the way the words were formed, the tune and everything. It goes to the heart of the matter for everybody. For everybody, no matter where you live. And this lady has the ability to go there. I don't know whether she will then be writing her own. Somebody has that. She has that total connection to bring something very special back into this world through a song.
Beautiful. I love that. And really, just stay open to receiving more information, and you will, because it's not a coincidence that you were on this call today with Mia. And I say that for all of you guys, because a lot of other people also got insights. They're writing about how powerful the energy exchange was between you and our last caller, and that they actually are getting intuition and insights. So it's not a coincidence if you're listening to this call. There are no accidents. And just stay open. Just say yes. Yes, I am ready to receive. And you will receive it because it's already been orchestrated for you to come to this realization. And if you say yes, then the next steps will take place. You know, sometimes your journey and your purpose becomes clear as you journey through. You know, that's been my case. I was born with this knowledge that I'm supposed to do something for women. As a little girl, I used to get these visions of me standing in front of a large crowd of women. I just didn't know what it was. And it caused me deep frustration also because I just didn't know. And what I realized now was I hadn't become the person that was going to be helping those women. Until I became that person, I was only given small clues, tiny clues, one step at a time. All you got to do is take that step that is being shown to you. Just say yes to it. Just like what we had that exchange today, just those lessons. Find out if there is that weakness that Mia was talking about. Develop that because that's energy. Whenever, you know, there's a blockage, that it shows up as a weakness, it shows up as a dis-ease, disease, whatever, you clear that, that's when the energy starts flowing. It's just beautiful. I love it. I love it. Mia, there's tons of comments on our webcast about how many people are just experiencing absolutely wonderful after these the last clearing you did. It's just phenomenal, and especially the one that you did for the group. There's just tons coming in for that too. It's beautiful. And this comment from Marie, she said, Iram, oh my God, it was amazing. I am Marie, the caller about singing. I've been dancing and singing all morning and feeling so, so happy. So this call just confirmed things for me. I am so grateful for Mia's answer. I listen to you every day. Iram, great work. Thank you. Thank you, Marie. Thank you so much. Well, I want to go ahead and talk about how all of you can actually connect with Mia's work and receive some profound, not only healings, but answers to your gifts and prayers. And Mia has actually very, very generously priced this at a price where it's going to be affordable for all of you guys. It's really great. There are three levels to connect with Mia on this package. She's really making this available so that as many people as possible can connect with this. And it's a really fabulous, fabulous opportunity for you guys. So we're going to talk about her offer now. And then once we're done, if we have time, we'll come back to some more live callers and see if we can help somebody else and through them help everybody else. So the URL is orderjoynow.com/Mia10. So that's orderjoynow.com/MIA and the number 10. And on the webcast, you just need to press the special offer button, and same goes for the replay. All right, Mia, can you please explain this really amazing package that you have for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I start at the beginning is that I was given these soul healing methods in 2002, and that once I was given that method, and it actually involved spirits, it actually had a profound, created a profound shift in myself, but also it helped people in a more profound way. So what I was looking for after that, that was before I even considered going on this telesummit, is how can I bring this out in a way like I'm now doing it through the packages where more people can benefit from it. Which I now have done in the form of these packages. And I use it sometimes still in one-on-ones, but because I can go directly to where I get the information from, it's no longer so needed. But in essence, the packages work on the fact that you have a soul, which we all do, whether we know it or not, it doesn't matter. And that soul puts you on the planet. So it's not us, we are here, and yes, maybe we want our soul here or maybe we don't. It is actually in reverse. The soul puts you on the planet. And without the soul being with you, you can't live, you can't exist. It's that simple. So it's a back-to-front consciousness that we have. And yes, we all have personal power and we have a mind and we can make a decision that soul doesn't exist. All that freedom is given to us. That's not a problem. But the premise of the soul is that energy body, that big structure, is that you will experience life on the planet. I'm giving it in a very basic form. There's more to it. It's more complex than how I want to explain it. So in that version where you soul, high energy body, wishes to express itself to a human form, the person, there's often a disconnect. We forget. Now, I was fortunate that for me the disconnect didn't happen until I was 9 or 10, and I remember so clearly the time before. But for many, it's there basically from day one. But the reason was that I was already, as I was told, a very advanced soul that came for a specific purpose. So I was being trained, basically, from the day I was born, and it's not for every soul the case. We all come here for different learnings, different experiences. Some come here for the sole purpose to clear up karma, whereby they need to meet people with unfinished business from a past life. And often they can come in the form of parents, brothers, sisters, you know, family members, and often those that we're having some difficulty with. That's often one of the first things I look at when you have a real difficulty with a person, is there karma involved? But now back to my package. So what I have done, what I'm aiming at, is that through these packages, your soul becomes aligned in such a way with you, that human incarnation, that it can start to help you. Now, there are many different ways to do that. I know that. And I've done many meditations, you know, and they're wonderful too, where you go up. You go up and you connect to the crown. And there's nothing wrong with that. But this is one whereby we're living in a fast world. From a spiritual perspective, more and more people need to be connected to their soul. That is part of the overall global consciousness that is shifting slowly. And it's happening country by country. Even in countries where people might not even believe in any of this, it doesn't matter, because it's not directed by humans. It comes through the incarnational planes of all those souls that are incarnating. And that's why you see now in some of those perhaps more closed counties major, and I mean positive, upliftments, because there's a whole new generation coming in that are, some people call it wiser, but I would say that are already more soul directed, and that's directed from spiritual planes. There's nothing we humans can do to stop it or to make it faster. That's out of human control. So my contribution is that at a personal level, by you being more aligned with who you really are to the soul plane, your life becomes easier. But it will also help then those that come after you. So if you clear a plane, particularly with these love packages, if you clear a plane of love, say you couldn't feel much of it because you had an angry family member when you grew up, then you're clearing it not just for you. But in that dimension where you're clearing it for everybody. Now, it may seem like, oh, that's easy, but it's not, because we have not only got multiple dimensions, we've got so many human experiences, you could ultimately, if you look at the number of them, it could ultimately be in the millions. So by clearing one plane out, well, you're affecting a lot of people that are all vibrating in that same plane, and this is done through the soul planes. There are so many that we need actually a lot of people to do all this, and this is why I'm much faster than I thought. I'm going to try to bring these packages out. It's mainly because each package is dealing with another aspect of our human existence on the planet. And those that know my work, they might see a gradual change because I'm clearing layers of consciousness with each package in the way it's given to me by channeling. So I have absolutely, at a persona level, no control over it, not at all. But it is done on the basis of needs. So I'm going back now to the individual. So if you have a package, you will hear me talk, and that's it. That's just what you do, and it might seem almost too simplistic for it to even work. But those that have used it, they know it will work, because in the words that I speak are given, I call them pointers for your soul. So I'm giving it in a normal human version of it, but there are pointers in those sentences, in the energy attached, in the form. It's really all about spiritual form that's in those products. So the form is recognized by your soul. So your soul says, aha. Let's say that I was the recipient of it, or Mia is now listening to module one. What does she really want? Because your soul can then connect with your persona, because your persona is willing to listen to my voice. Your persona has to make a mini intent. It's very simple. You're just being asked some simple questions. So the soul, who cannot work without your, well, it will work without your permission in emergencies, but on the whole, the soul lets you free to choose. But your decision is now to want to get better at something. In this case, love in a particular aspect of your life. And then the soul, with help of spirit, will clear where it can clear you at that given time. So we might want it all, and it's not always possible. We might have to clear three or four dimensions. And that's why when you do one of those modules, you have to wait a week. So each module will give you energy changes, realignments for about a week, and then you can repeat it. But you can the following day, you have to wait 24 hours, and then you can start with the next module, because it delves into a totally different aspect of your soul. So these modules are really targeted at clearing as much of what you could call human consciousness in the quickest amount of time. That is why I don't have any control over what I develop. It's all given through channeling. The only control I have is over my the word choice at times, you know, and that's all. But it has to flow from a spiritual perspective. Now, why I say that is that when I talk love, people might think that they're sitting in love bath, and it's wonderful too, but this is not. This is the words, the spoken words, the power of truth is what it really is, in a spiritual sense only. Spiritual, the spoken word of truth goes back to your soul, and then soul and spirit collaborate. So you will probably gradually feel lighter. That is what the first thing is that people notice. And then maybe the next time you do it, you feel all of a sudden that if it was, say, your mother-in-law, she's no longer such a terrible person as she seemed to be. And then the third time you do it, you might all of a sudden feel peace back. So you do not necessarily immediately sit in great planes of joy or love. That is impossible, because you'll have blockages, unless you're already a master when you started. But the soul will direct you in the shortest amount of time, like the shortest route to get there. And there could be five layers in between. Now, that's not up to me, but usually on the inner, you know when you've reached your end goal. You'll know it. And you simply know, now say, no, I'll leave it. So the journey is different. So while 10 people can listen to the same package, and they all might walk a different path to come to their uniqueness in that part of their soul awareness. That's how the words are given to me. There's not really any other way I can explain it. It's the same with relationships. So you might both be on the outer in an identical relationship, but on the inner you're usually not. We all come with our own karmic planes, our own history, our own unique lessons to learn, and that's what makes the product so unique. I had to develop it actually to make it unique in a way that is individual for every person. And the funny thing is that one of the modules, I actually got stuck, and while I initially had plenty of time to develop them, I got stuck on one of my own modules, because all of a sudden I had to clear, it was actually the one that clears family planes. as I had childhood, it was okay, but as I was going over them, I had unresolved issues that had automatically started to clear. And then I had to put a module aside, just like anybody else, you know. I had to put a module aside, and I had to start another module. But there are five modules, all dealing with five different aspects of love, and I can briefly go through them now if you like. One is just the first one is the increase the quality of your love, which is purely you and what love means for you. And believe me, there are so many dimensions of love and so many different interpretations of it that your soul will go to the one that is best for you in any given moment. And if you then look back at yourself, you can, if you were to say document it, which you could, you would write down on day one how you feel, and then you look back 7 days later, you'll notice that you have totally changed. But if you don't write it down, it often happens almost automatically. So one is actually the platform, and I would strongly recommend that you do all five first in that order. The second one is you and your true self, basically. So it brings you back more to your true self. So the first one is what love means for you. And for some people, it's kindness. For other people, the first layer is peace. But then you go to the next step, and it's love and you, and it is back to your true self. And it looks at your family conditioning.
How long are these MP3s, Mia?
Well, you need maximum an hour. They're actually only 5 to 6 minutes each, and most packages, most modules have three. But you need to have a brief break in between. You can probably do it as quickly as in 20 minutes, and there is an e-book with it, and people can read through the e-book so they already know the questions they will be asked, basically. But you need at least 20 minutes to allow that plane to fully work through you. But off that 20 minutes is a little bit of contemplation. It's like you are directing your own soul through my words where it needs to go with little with questions that you're being asked. But it's very simple. But if I may ask, so then the next one is about the true self. The third one is about relationships. So it's building up your love plane mm-hmm. in a more practical sense. So it's you and your close relationships. The fourth one is your environment, and that's one that I want to pause for a moment, because we are often far more influenced in our feelings of love by our environment. Mm-hmm. It can be by sitting too long in front of a computer. It can be because of negative energies to gadgets or to chairs, or it could be if you have had a major argument a week ago, that energy can still be in your environment. And this module will aim at clearing particularly memories in a way, memories of arguments, memories of maybe things that didn't go so well in your life. So that is the environmental influence on your plane of love. Mm-hmm. And then the final one is the broader picture again, is the family dynamics. So we're going then into aunts, uncles, if you don't have any family in this lifetime, or you know, you're of an age where there's nobody around anymore, you do not have to do it. But even if you only have an aunt, an uncle, a few cousins left, even if you don't see them, then you might want to work on alienation. Or if you have a good relationship, there might be things that you would like improvements. So once you've done them all once, you can do them at random. And you can do each module 1 day apart, but there needs to be a week in a module before you can repeat the same module again, or at least a week.
Beautiful. Yeah?
Would you like me to continue with the bonuses, or just this probably
no, please do. Yeah,
okay, well, I might finish it up. The reason why I have as a bonus, and some of you might actually already have seen that module before, it's the module is called Moving Forwards in Life, and that's where I want to pause for a moment. When we make changes, and some of these changes can be quite profound, it all depends where you need it the most, then you might want a change in your life. And it may then become a natural, emerging wishing to change. It could be as simple as wanting to change a career or your lifestyle. But this module is probably the most suitable moving forward in life, and if you all of a sudden feel you want to make change, to then integrate what you've learned in the previous, and I'm talking soul learning here, in a more practical way in your life.
And then the
e-book, I put it in all my packages. You may not be interested in it, but they were my earlier channelings around climate change. It was at a time when I didn't even know climate change existed, and I didn't want to hear about it. And it was kindly pointed out to me that we were at the time very close to it happening, so to speak. And it was true. I had a lot of visions of big waves in 2004 to the point that I thought it wasn't real because I'd never seen these big waves in real life. And then when the tsunami happened, that was the Boxing Day tsunami, that's when I finally came to realize that my predictions were actually real. So that was actually what made me then determined to present it to the world. And I've offered it there. You don't obviously have to read it, but it basically paints a scenario for the next 30, 40 years from channelings I already did many years ago. It is really all about climate change, but ultimately the main concern from a spiritual perspective is the meltdown, the rate at which the meltdown is happening. Now, I don't want to make this a negative talk, but it is something that people need to start to become aware of. And it won't happen tomorrow. Your backyard won't be flooded, but it will be a steady, solid process with two or three tipping points in it. And then a tipping point is a rapid meltdown. It's a bit like when you defrost your freezer compartment. You might, for the first 2 hours, you probably don't have to do it anymore now, but with the good old freezers, you then sat there, and for the first 2 hours, it was just drip, 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 and all of a sudden, plonk, and a really big chunk of ice would fall down. And that are the sort of tipping points that are expected that I don't believe can be reversed anymore. And I don't want to scare people, but I'm trying to be practical. And therefore, I would say, please consider it for the next 10 or 20 years where you're going to live. Now, you may already live in a very good area. You may live in an area where it really isn't a problem. But you could also be living in such a low part on the planet where it might be worthwhile to shift to higher ground for a better world. But it's not now. We've got plenty of time. But by me sharing it, it will give people time to think it through a little bit more. So that book is a gift back from spirit, because to be quite honest, at the time, and I'm still not really into climate change, but the good thing is that some of the, well, it's not so good, but the predictions were that 2008, 2009, people would start to notice it, and that's exactly what happened. 2008, 2009, a lot of these extremities in the weather started to happen, and I was told that was a precursor to the next phase. And the next phase, we are in the beginning of it, so we're only very early days of a big road whereby we need to have measures in place. And as far as I know, at the moment it's mainly the melting that is going to be much, much faster and faster and faster in the coming years. But it will emerge, you know, and people will read it, but if you can have your plans in place, or every now and then get some feeling whether you want to stay there or not, that might be my suggestion. Now, with that, I would also say that the more people become aware of climate change and the environment, the more will be done. So this is also a lesson in group consciousness changing. The more we wish to make something work, the more we can make it work. We've done it, if you go back in the development of society, the human race, we can make this work. So I don't want to be too negative, but there needs to be a willingness to change. That's all I need to say. So this is not about the negative and we now need to become desperate. It's probably more about, well, this is the potential. Let's make sure that we can have everything in place to make the most out of it in the most positive way. And that's and then the group calls. That's all on the ebook. The group calls, I can only say that I will, in these four group calls, it will all be around love. Self-love, self-worth will be part of it, self-value, because that all, if you have very low self-value, it's very difficult to then be in a loving state, because the two will constantly clash. You might have a very loving state, and then the moment that love then is there and somebody says something to you, they can knock you straight away over again. And it's the same where if you read it on the sales page, I call it wholeness as a state of being. Ultimately, the more whole we are, the less chance we are going to be knocked out of our love plane, for a better word. The less people actually want to do that to us, because those planes will be totally cleared. So the group calls will start in August, and I've done it actually deliberately to give people time to already at least go once or twice through all the modules, because the more you could have worked on the modules before we start the group calls,
the stronger you already are in those areas where you may need some extra help. And each of these calls you'll get a recording of, and the energy of the recording, you can listen to it as many times as you like, but usually 2-3 listenings, you'll have every clearing there that everybody received for everybody on that call. So there's 4 of them included as well in package B and C. And that's probably all I can add to it.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that in so much detail. I was making sure I was answering some questions as they were coming in. People are very, very excited about this, and they're totally jumping in. And I don't blame you, because this is a great, great opportunity. You guys already saw what kind of results Nia can have within those short minutes that we had people on the calls. Imagine what you can accomplish when you work in depth with her. Nia's MP3s are no joke. They're very, very powerful MP3s. So no matter what level you feel comfortable right now investing in, you will get really more than your money's worth, because people, you know, you can read the testimonials people have sent, and we have even more that had come through to us. People are just raving about the results that they have experienced in working with Maya. There's people reporting, you know, chronic pain, 30, 35-year-old issues going away, multiple sclerosis, autism results with relationship issues. And then there are a few energy healers, professional energy healers, like Maya Olivas, who's a superstar in the Tel Summit industry. There's Maddie Schaefer. There's Wanda Rule. There's Sunday Oliver. All of these are actually energy healers themselves that have reported profound shifts after working with Mia. And it just goes on. I really encourage you guys to read these different testimonials that are included on this page. It's just so inspiring. I just want to read one, which is from Brittany. And what she said was, she's from Brisbane, Australia, and she said, "I received a distant healing from Mia, after my tonsillitis, and still not improved when I was halfway through my second course of antibiotics. I had already been in bed for 7 days due to lack of energy and was unable to eat due to extreme pain in my throat. After only one brief distant healing with Mia, my symptoms immediately eased, whereby I was able to get up within a few hours and was able to eat solid food for the first time in a week. I was able to go back to work within 3 days. 2 years later, I was diagnosed with a cyst on my ovary, which was not going away even while on medication. I received Mia's help again with the pain. The pain went away almost immediately after the healings occurred. Several weeks later, my doctor did more tests, and the cyst had completely disappeared. The doctor was surprised that it had totally disappeared." This is just one of many, many testimonials that are on this page, and there are more, like I said, that we could not fit in on this page. There's just tons and tons of amazing stories here from real people just like you. And a lot of them actually from Heartache to Joy listeners. And so these were just from the, you know, the last time that they worked with Mia. So this is a fabulous offer. And it is on an introductory price. Because Mia wanted to help as many people as she possibly could, she has made the initial price available very low. But just know, please, that they cannot stay at this price simply because of the sheer volume of people that will take advantage of this, that are already taking advantage of this. And, you know, Mia cannot work with that many people, so the price will go up. And I encourage you guys to really, really jump in now if you are resonating with Mia, if you would love to see those kinds of shifts in your life. I encourage you to take advantage of this. Like I said, she's one of my personal favorites, and I highly, highly recommend her. Very high integrity, very strong connection with the divine, and just profound results. So the prices right now are at the introductory level. I encourage you to take advantage of this and invest immediately if you are resonating with her. A lot of people already have. And this is done on first come, first serve basis. So, all right. Wonderful. So I want to go back and answer a few questions. And yes, we will do the clearing for depression. Thank you so much for the reminder, because I did forget about that.
Yes, and, I could feel it.
yeah. And then there's a question from one of our listeners, Reem. She said, "Hi, Iram. I have all of Mia's products. I am her biggest fan. Can you ask Mia if I could purchase package C
and gift the session to my brother-in-law.
Yes, and I know also, you know, why, except you need to ask him if he actually wants it. That's really what you need to do, basically, if he really wants that product. He's a little bit closed, I think, but he may, because of what's happening in his situation, he may have opened up. I leave that up to you and maybe him, you know, to well, I would ask him first, because he may say yes to be polite and have a look at it. But at the same mm-hmm. time, he may in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because he is actually getting a major upgrade because of his personal situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Please advise time of day in August for calls with Mia. I would prefer, and then it just, it's jumbled up. I cannot, I would prefer night, I think is what she wrote. So do you have a time out, or do you pick that later, depending on the group, Mia?
Sorry, I missed the beginning. I missed what she said.
That's okay. Her question is, can you advise on the time of the calls, the group calls?
They are usually, of course, it's usually 9 o'clock in the morning my time. That's great. I'm in Australia. It's 7, but I'm not quite sure. Okay. If you add 6.5 hours to whatever your local time is now, I'm doing my maths here right, I think, then you have the time right. Can I say
well,
it?
Well, it is 11:30.
I just have to do my maths. You might be able to tell Adam 6.5 hours later than what it is now.
Okay. So basically, it's during the day in Australia, right?
Yes, it is. It is usually later in the afternoon. I think you've got all these different time zones.
Yeah, this is global.
I just have to look it up. Yes.
And if you can't make it to the live call, guys, you can always get the plan.
I can't say to you it is 7, but I forgot which time zone it is. 7.
Okay, that's all right.
So it's not going to be of much help until I go and look up the emails.
It's okay, no problem. And the replays are just as powerful because. Just remember that Mia will be tuning into the whole group. Whether you're present on the live call or not doesn't really matter. And then another person said, Mia's group calls could be a package on their own. They are extremely powerful. I really, really, really recommend them. She also includes extra clearing so people can tune in perfectly. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sending that in. And another question, this one is from Dee, and she said, would it be more direct to buy the package for my grandchild who has an extreme karma with her father that is tearing the whole family apart rather than to do the work on myself?
So is it a grandchild? I missed a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it a grandchild?
Yeah.
Is she talking
yeah,
about?
Her grandchild. The grandchild's father is tearing the family apart, so she's wondering if she should get the clearing for herself or for her grandchild. I mean, when
it depends on the age of the grandchild.
Okay.
And she can send me an email. She can send it through my website if she wants. She can send me an email, but I would need the age and the first name of the child. Then I can tune in.
Well, and if you're buying the package anywhere, that's one of the things.
It doesn't matter. You can buy it now and then. We just,
yeah.
You know, we'll.
So you can just send the question in. Just send the question in. You'll get Mia's email address, and then you can. Send a question in and find out if it's best to just do the whole session on your grandchild or yourself and other people that have similar questions. I mean, like you said, like you guys witnessed that when we had that caller, you know, Mia just automatically connected with the person that needed the clearing the most, and that was the giftedness, you know.
Yes, I was going to say, and sometimes I need to work on a family plane as a whole, so. I really, yes, you can definitely purchase it, but I would suggest that we discuss closer to the time then, because there could be a change. It depends how long, I would say within 2 weeks of you having booked the session, I would know what to focus on. But there can sometimes be changes in the family dynamic as well.
Okay, great, wonderful. Thank you so much for that explanation. If anybody else has more questions, especially if there's a specific problem, that you are wondering if Mia can help you, please send us the question. And we're going to go straight into the clearing for depression now. So,
okay.
All right. I'll go on mute, and I'll also follow along. Okay?
Yes, that's fine. It's probably about 10 to 15 minutes. And people just need to listen. They don't have to do anything specific. And there might be many pauses in between, but I'll tell you when I'm finished. So if I suddenly pause, it's not because I'm finished. It's because I need to have a clearing come through. But I want to include also what you said about Dan Sullivan and to decide what you want to do. And if you want to do this for the rest of your life or not. And I'll combine the two. But we'll start with depression. And the biggest fear in this now moment for those that are hearing my voice at the moment, I can only talk in this now moment, is the fear of the future. Now, the fear of the future can mean very different things. For somebody who's very wealthy, it could mean a share market collapse. And that's what I'm getting to the group consciousness. For somebody who does not have a lot, it might be the fear that they can't pay the rent. So it's in that dimension of fear and money and not being able to have the lifestyle you choose it, but relative to where you are in life. So you can be super wealthy, but if you don't get your needs met, you can be equally as depressed as the person who can just barely get by. Now that's a clearing only for a few minutes because that's a very, at the moment in this level of awareness, a very easy one to do. And that's not always the case. This is a mental, emotional state that a lot of people have. Where the mind says, I want this, but the emotions are in a totally different plane. Now you see it a lot when people set a financial goal of wanting to earn an X amount of dollars. In whatever reality, you can be talking thousands, you can be talking much larger amounts. But if your emotional body says, I just want peace, I want the rest, I don't want to do anything, it's going to be very difficult to achieve that goal, or it's going to be at a cost, and the cost may not be initially visible. So you may still be a high achiever and meet that goal, but it could be tremendous stress attached, or a heart attack depending upon the age you're at, or a severe overload, or people can become addicted because the planes are not in alignment, the mental and the emotional bodies. Now, how do you know that? I could certainly say the more needy you are, this is spiritual talk by the way, not that you have to now write down a list of needs, the more needy you are, the more your emotional plane is out of alignment with your mental thinking or state or your goals or your wishes. So I'm just pausing because in the next 2 or 3 minutes there's a major upgrade in an emotional body at the moment, and I know that emotional body very well. I had to go to a massive upgrade. It was one upgrade after the other. It went on for months on end before I was given permission to go and step into the next version of myself at the healing level because Spirit told me my emotional body could not cope. And I was pretty balanced, I thought, but to be able to do the work at that next level, you need to have a very balanced emotional body, which I thought was very balanced until it became upgraded. I realized I did have many weaknesses in there. And we're not talking weaknesses where you cry. It is a misunderstanding. You can be incredibly strong and determined. But if you have an incredible need for, say, some kindness in your life, it can really, at some point in time, start to take over, depending upon what is needed for your journey, so to speak. And it can sometimes be the soul only. But I'm saying it now in the awarenesses of a few that do not understand that you can still have an emotional body that wants more than you want because they believe they have mastered everything in life. And some do. Two now drop off and they have mastered the emotional body, but there are a few there that are perhaps there are hidden states there, let's put it this way. They're interdimensional states that are not often showing very clearly. And you might have a day where you feel very down and you don't know why. You might think it was because you had a very bad night's sleep. But usually there's an unprocessed bit of information in your emotional body that is then triggered by something. That's what often happened with me, with by working so hard in my own business, I neglected myself a little bit, and I didn't know even I had needs. And often it was needs for peace and rest. And you see that a lot for those that work hard in business. And may simply be one day at the beach by yourself, without any people. Because those that lead those busy lives, I know it myself, you do not get one moment of the day by yourself. You're either talking to a client, you're resolving a problem, you're talking to your staff, or you're helping develop a new product. You never get time for yourself, but you don't know that because you're in that automatic pilot process. Because that's the life of a person in business. And at all levels, not just the business owner, it can be the project manager who might have a team of 3 or 4. It can be the mother with 5 children or even 2 children can cause it, depending upon what age they are and the gap between the ages. And if I look back at some of my earlier family members, I had a grandfather out of a family of 20 children. I have no idea how these mothers would have coped. I presume that the children had to help each other out. But now back to the now moment, and it was the main one that I cleared on depression. It is where the mind wants one thing, and it is actually blocked by an unmet need from usually earlier childhood. Occasionally it's karma, and I can't do that on this call, but usually it's earlier childhood. And I will now pause for a few minutes so the clearing is not finished. I want to be absolutely sure. I can then go to the next step, which is what you want to do with yourself and what could block it. There you go. That was the last clearing of the fear of the future. Sometimes these little fears, they can be so minute and they may logically not even make sense, can block a whole soul plane from shifting. So those that are very aligned with those unmet need states, even if you didn't think you had an unmet need, will in the coming days, you'll start to feel lighter. That will happen automatically. Your souls have decided that for you. There's nothing you need to do. You don't need to meditate. Your souls will shift you. It is this higher dimension back to these lower dimensions where we're stuck. So now I'm going to wait because the next clearing is permission based and I get permission to do about half. And it is about those that would really like to be more aligned with what they're good at, what they would like to do with their lives. Now, I would recommend that even if you strongly feel that you want to do something, please don't jump in head first. Take your time. Because if you're meant to do it, it will start to slowly fall into place, not overnight. But if you're not meant to do it, you might regret, say, leaving a job. Because sometimes, even if you've got the gift and you're meant to do it, you might still have to build some skills in between, as with anything. And I'm pausing now to find out if skills is where I need to go to or something different. So I'm directing those souls interested in this. And I've given the soul planes actually 3 options, even though I made the statement very simple. And one of those 3 is the one I will know in the next few minutes, and that will be the one that will be addressed. Okay, this fear of the future has been a very stubborn fear, but it's the fear of what if it doesn't work out, the what-if scenario. And I'm waiting to find out if there is one major common denominator. It's not the most, probably more obvious one would for me be trusting life. It's not what it is. It's a little bit more hidden. For some it might be trusting life, but I would say this is a more hidden state whereby you know your future doesn't always work out the way you want it to be. That is what certainly a few people have experienced. Mm-hmm. Or I thought I found my dream job and now the company is going bust. And I had it myself, but that going bust of that company became for me ending up in my own business. And it was 10 times better in the end, but not planned by me. But it became a great opportunity for me to start my own business in absolutely record time because I ended up with a lot of the clients of the previous business. I didn't chase them. They wanted me. This is one of the best positions you can be in when you're in business. So they wanted the support. So I'm not going to wait because there's a major upgrade happening in the group. And this was really one of that good old saying, when one door closes, a new one opens. And it was totally out of my control. But I had all the skills to run the business because I was already actually doing it, or 90% of it, but as an employee before that. I mean, so in terms of admin and project management, etc. And I'm waiting because this is a very powerful clearing for those that need it. And it's mainly, again, on the mental plane. So if you feel a bit of a stress in your forehead, which some may feel, that is part of this clearing. It will only last, well, for some it can last a whole hour, but I would say the majority will only be 5 or 10 minutes. But the mental plane is also the plane where I really always need to work with permission. Because we created it in the first place, and we might have a reason that we want it or need it. So I'll wait 1 or 2 more minutes. I believe it's almost clearing as much as I can do at this level of consciousness that I am given permission to clear. But yes, I'm given permission. We can continue on, Iram. The rest will still realign, so people might still all of a sudden sigh or feel light coming into their body, but I can continue on. That's the soul planes, our own individual soul planes doing it. But I can continue on with the next caller or wherever you want to go with the call, you know.
We are actually almost at the end of our time. So
oh, okay. Of course, yes.
We can, I mean, there are lots of comments that I can't read because there's tons of people experiencing great shifts. A lot of people saying that they actually feel that you're speaking directly to them. If we do one, if we take another call, it has to be really quick, within 2 to 3 minutes. So let me quickly see. What number do you want to pick, Mia?
I got number 13, and I will keep it short, yes.
Wonderful. So this is number 13, area code 919. You pulled us, 919.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
To ask about, boy, Mia just hit on so many things, my goodness. But I wanted to inquire about my son. He's 24 years old, and he does have autism.
Mm-hmm.
He functions moderately.
Mm-hmm.
He does pretty well, but I want him, my goal in this life for him is to live, you know, his highest potential, not mine, but his highest potential. And
did you have a specific question?
If Mia could take a look at him,
okay,
and see.
Yeah, honestly, what I'm hearing, and I'll keep it short, so it won't be a healing for him. But has he been officially diagnosed? And how old was he when he was diagnosed? If he was diagnosed,
he was diagnosed right before the age of 3.
He was diagnosed.
Yes, and he's now 24.
Okay, now he may have had all the symptoms of autism. I don't know what. You know, the rules have changed, the definitions have changed, and kids are sometimes called autistic, and they're not. And I'm working with an older lady now that was also supposedly, in the 30s, autistic, and clearly is not, but does have some sensitivities. And I don't believe your son is autistic in the truest sense. That doesn't mean that he doesn't show any symptoms of that nature, but if I had to put him in a box, which I prefer not to do, I would more save more the box of ADHD where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because by labeling him autistic, you could actually disadvantage him. If he genuinely was autistic, I would say so, but he's not. I'm getting a no, but I'm getting a deficiency with learning and an overload on the psychic planes. It's about every person has young or old with autistic or learning disorder. So that's a very common plane, the psychic plane.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can't go any further because of the, you know, it would take too long, but I would strongly recommend that you I don't know whether there is a way you can get him tested, if you can, or whether you can do a test with him. There might even be good material on the internet, but you might then find out that some of the very classic symptoms of autism, he either never had or he no longer has, if you know what I mean. He may have grown out of them. He might have been, it's not autism, but I hear the category would be, from a spiritual perspective only, would be more ADHD.
Wow.
This is different.
That is
ADHD is far less limiting in cognitive ability than autism is. Can he read or can he write?
Yes, he can, yes.
Well, I don't know whether autistic people, generally speaking, they might be, you know, they can usually not read or write very well. It's often very limited, you know, or sometimes they're good at one and not at the other. But in the cognitive functioning, the expression to an ability, it's like your ability to create. But in this case, it's creating through the spoken words, the written words, or through drawings. There's often a lack. And he has very little of that. It's like all those pathways are, I would say, 80-90% there. They're probably as good as they are with me on a day that I'm very tired, to be quite honest. But what he might be lacking is skills, because I do feel there are skills that need to be built in him.
Uh-huh.
But that would need a specialist. That would not just be an healing session. That would be repetitive. You know, he needs some kind of repetitive training in a skill building. And I believe in the next 5 to 10 years, I know it may sound long, but you can have him back as a fully functioning human. But it needs the right type of person with the right skill building for where he is at this phase in his developmental process. I'm getting it from his soul, you know, nothing else, yeah. So from his soul directly. So
I'm
it's only about creating hope. Sorry?
I was just going to quickly say that this is so powerful. It really is, because this can change the course of your son's life.
Yes.
So synchronistic that I was actually speaking to Mia about this right before we got on this call. I have been researching this topic, and I was just, I've been really heavily invested in this myself. You need to check out Dr. Daniel Amen, A-M-E-N. He's written some best-selling books, and he is an expert, one of the world's leading experts on ADD and autism. One of the things he talks about, if you just go to his website also, there's videos there, and they talk about how misdiagnosed ADD is, because mainstream medicine right now just puts ADD under one blanket, and there are just like 7 different types of ADD, and how one medicine can work beautifully with one type of ADD, and it can totally backfire with another type of ADD. And so what they do is they have these tests where they can pinpoint exactly what the problem is, whether it's ADD, autism, dyslexia. And that, you know, the correct diagnosis is key, because they have treated children whose lives are completely changed. Kids that were supposed to be, you know, going to correctional facilities because of behavioral issues have completely turned their lives around, our honor roll students and all kinds of stuff. So you need to do this, honey. This is, like, so synchronistic. It's really awesome. Another doctor I recommend is research his work also. His website is very informative. Is Dr. Holloway, Ned Holloway. He's also done like 30 years of research on ADD. And ADD is extremely common, but it is also extremely misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed. So,
could you give me the name of the first doctor again, please?
Dr. Daniel Amen, A-M-E-N. He's written tons and tons of books, and actually I have him, his website is open on my computer even now. Dr. Daniel Amen. Amen Clinics, they're everywhere. They're in lots of different places, actually, and you can get a proper diagnosis, okay? So we're going to...
One more thing. My own son was actually diagnosed with ADHD when he was 7. He's got nothing left of it now. It's not hope building, it's practicality. So I have followed the ADHD myself. And when he was diagnosed, he's now 34, so we're talking 27 years ago. I had absolutely no idea that it existed. I'd never heard of it.
Right.
But he has not a trace left. Now, in my case, it was just done with a lot of healing and stress release. He's also extremely psychic. Psychicness really does play a role.
Mm-hmm.
And extremely sensitivity to the mother. your son as well. He's extremely sensitive to you. So I totally recognize him as where my son was 10 years ago, actually. That's why I'm actually saying it too. But I totally agree that with Iram, that ADHD and same with autism, there are so many different flavors of it. And yes, I think it's great if you could find the extra information as Iram was just giving it to you. That it will be very beneficial.
Beautiful.
Wow, this
wonderful.
Is
thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Oh.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, because your question probably served a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much. That was wonderful. And keep me posted, okay? I would love to know what happens.
Most definitely.
Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings. This has just been such a that's why I love you, Mia, because so many things organically develop in our calls, and you're, you know, like I said, it's your high integrity, it's your deep desire to serve that just, you know, gave us this ability to share such important information. Thank you so much for all the wonderful clearings you did. We have a lot of comments on the last clearing, which, by the way, is still working, you guys. It's, the energy is still going to be moving, and you will feel more stuff, too, so feel free to send me a comment or email us. And we are out of time. I don't even know if the call actually recorded the last few minutes of our conversation. Hopefully it did. But if not, you can email to get more information on the two doctors that I mentioned. Mia, as usual, it was such an honor, such a joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Thank you for that amazing package. And just keep it up. Keep up your wonderful work. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Iram, too, for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. I've really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you very much.
It is always a joy. You're very welcome. And thank you guys for being here today, for everything you are doing, for contributing to this planet in a big way, and, of course, for being a very important and valuable part of this community. I love you. I value you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are. Keep shining your light. Take care for now, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.